Brandon, it's funny that you say that. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if I was reading somewhere or if I was thinking it myself, but I think it was both. I think I was thinking it to myself, then I actually saw it somewhere like social media, where it said that you should talk to yourself, mm-hmm. because that's the only way you're going to get your full thought out, is when you get it out and you actually hear it.
Yeah.
And I said, bitch.
That's real.
Yes.
That's real.
Yes.
Because you really fill in any missing gaps that someone outside of you might have. Because you already have put the plan together.
Exactly. That's why a lot of times when me and Will be talking about stuff, like I'll start talking about something and then I will literally walk myself to the conclusion. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I just needed to say it out loud.
Yes. Like, yes. Yeah. That's some shit.
So.
That's the
mind.
I guess that's what
therapy is for, it's pretty much like structured babble. I don't want to say babble, but
yeah, it's purposeful.
I've never heard structured babble before.
Yes, I appreciate
it. I'm gonna trademark that. Don't take that.
Like, there's a structure to it. Like, so they set you up for a certain goal to be accomplished.
They pretty much set you up to they help you focus on whatever it is you're focusing on that particular time.
Yes.
Right.
Be in the now completely.
Yes.
That's something I can't do. So I think that's why, like, now in my current state, I'm the smartest I ever am.
Same.
Because, you know, like, we've had some times on the couch. Yeah. Was it 2 summers ago?
Yeah.
And we talked about some things, and like I told you, it's like I'm not even thinking about it. I'm saying some real shit.
It'd be like that. Sometimes you just gotta say it out loud.
Yes. And it's like I connect things as they end. Like, I don't even think about the next sentence.
That's me.
That's some powerful shit.
It's crazy. I just sit there in the corner.
And I think it's because, like, my inhibitions are down. Because, you know, my greatest weakness is the fact that I can talk myself out of anything.
Mm. Me too.
Like, I can, if I allow myself to think about something, I will never do it because I will rationalize not taking the risk. And so when I do something, oh yes, I love comfort. Yeah, I love comfort. Too. Listen. But it's something else.
It is. I've been working on trying to step out of my comfort zone. I've been talking about it a lot, like, as far as like self-awareness, just being like, okay, like, I know what I need to do. I just need to do it.
Yes. Yes.
Like, and it's just like, and I like what y'all said, comfort, like being comfortable, like, that's pretty much what it is. It's just like, it's your routine. It's like, you in it. It's just, you're comfortable. Like,
yeah. And it's, it's so like ingrained in you because you develop that routine that it's like, you literally become a machine. Mm-hmm. Like, you follow the same path over in a loop because you're like one of the machines. Well, I mean, if you want to equate it to this, I think it's a good metaphor, but you're like one of the cogs in the machine that is the United States of America. Mm. Because it's like your routine determines the routine of those around you. Like, it's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
When you go into the Starbucks to get a coffee, their routine kicks in because they're used. That's the service they provide at a fast pace. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that constant ripple effect of that's, I think, amazing when you sit back and think about, like, we're all kind of little cogs or bolts or something. Mm-hmm.
To a big gear.
Right.
To a bigger machine.
Ooh, that was...
This conversation is...
It's not for everybody, but it's for me.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a nerd.
Receipt paper. Somebody help her!
You're not doing me on today. The hate. That's more of a moral, but we'll go with it.
Job, turn.
Not a good trade-off if you don't go 40, 50, 60,000 dollars in a debt to get paid $20,000 more dollars every year.
We're not doing it for the money.
Right.
We're doing it because it needs to be done.
We're aiming to change lives.
Millions.
That's how I know we gotta change the world.
It's gonna happen. I'm glad we all had a good day.
This conversation is not going to be to continue because we're going to finish it right here.
It was real dystopian. Mm-hmm.
Very 1984. To be continued.
Hey.
The podcast featuring E. Brandon, that's me.
And Brandon, that's me.
And this week, we got a special guest on as well. My boyfriend, say your name.
Hi, I'm Will.
I'm so weak, yes.
Yeah.
So this week we are here and we are going to, I say the same thing every week, but we never keep it short. So at this point, y'all pretty much know.
We're living our truth.
Exactly.
We're long-winded.
That we're long-winded. You should know the episode is typically going to be between 45 and an hour.
Pause her if you need to.
Okay,
come back. You
know, come back and spurt.
Yes, get us.
That is why the name of the podcast is To Be Continued. So you can come back and listen to the conversation.
You can continue the continuance.
Exactly. Speaking of continuing the conversation, go ahead and follow us on social media. I'm going to go ahead and plug us early, and I'm going to try to remember to plug us throughout. But To Be Continued, PC, Twitter, Instagram. I think Instagram is probably going to be our most used platform moving forward. Mm-hmm. We got the most followers there stuff. But T-O-B-E, Continued, PC, Twitter, Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, all of that.
Sure enough.
All right, so I think we're gonna open up the show with.
Well, let's do our check-ins. I think.
Yes, since the last time.
Since the last, hey man.
We got to come up with a jingle for that or something, a little catchphrase or something that we can put in.
Yeah, I really want to be like I want. I really want an R&B song. But like, it's like the lyrics are about. I ain't seen you since the last time or so like that.
Okay.
Oh shit, I sang on this fucking podcast. You now did. People gonna know.
You did.
It's okay.
We have a singer.
No, ma'am. I'm a worm, and those who hear and know it will understand.
Yeah.
I don't know any of my fraternity brothers listen to this, so I guess no one would understand.
I'm so weak. Okay, well, let's go ahead and hop right into it, Dan B. You wanna go first, or you want me to go first?
I can go first just because it's short. This was the last day of summer school, so I finished session two. I will actually miss those little third graders because if you think about it, I taught 2/3 of a quarter. So, you know, 6 weeks of these kids coming to me, and, you know, us trying to learn, them getting to know me getting to learn them. By the end today, I think it was a happy goodbye, because I'm going to see them in 3 weeks anyway. But also I felt like I had built relationships with them before they get to me.
That's good.
So, yeah, I've been battling that depression piece with trying to be positive about teaching, because you know I'm not always positive about teaching. I'm gonna do my shit, but I'm usually like criticizing because our system is trash, but I just try to keep positive and focus on teaching, and I'm excited that I made it through 6 weeks of teaching third graders, because fifth grade me please.
They're gonna be stellar fourth graders.
Okay they're gonna be good. Hey, look. Yeah. Look, shout out to you. Look, a hand clap, woo, for getting through summer with third graders.
I'm so tickled at this applause.
Probably was stressful.
My golf clap.
It probably was stressful.
Yeah, listen, okay. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right, all right. Well, for me, since the last time, when was the last time? It was like, what, like right before the 4th?
Like early, I think so.
Like early July. Okay, so mm-hmm. since then, we have taken a couple of trips actually up to Virginia to go home to see some family, just to go back and see what's going on up there, have some fun, go to the beach, do different things.
Couple things.
Well, when I say we, I mean me and Will. We
won. Oh, yeah, I am not going to be nobody's third wheel. No, man. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so we did that. Update on the apartment complex. They called me when we were up in Virginia this last time, this past weekend.
Finally.
And then she calls and says that, you know, pretty much that they had an offer for me. They said that I could either continue to stay and either get on a payment plan. But if you get on the payment plan, you got to put $2,000 down.
This is not a brand new car.
No, ma'am.
You got to put $2,000 down.
Did you? Oh my goodness! Did you ever explain what's going on in your apartment?
I don't know. But so,
a lot.
Crash course. Long story short, back in February, it's actually February 5th. We had a flood happen from upstairs. The people were getting their washer and dryer installed. Something happened with the pipe. And water was just running into our apartment for like 10, 15 minutes probably before they got it turned off. Just continually running from upstairs down into everything, into the laundry room. Fucked up our whole entire hallway, our whole bathroom in the hallway, our couch, pretty much the carpet in the living room. It's mold growing on the wall, by the patio door. Now there's just mold growing on like everything in the apartment.
So it can't dry? Don't you have air to blow on it?
No, our AC does not work. It has not worked since we moved in. We have been telling them. So
I got in my car to come home from work and it said 100 degrees.
Yes. Earlier on the car said like 98. Yeah. So the other option was the other option they gave, which was the first option they said. They said that we could move out, and they would forgive the balance on the apartment. The current balance is like $4,000-some. And I was like, well, I ain't paying nothing because y'all ain't came to fix nothing.
Listen.
And she said, I understand that, you know, but it's really hard. We can't keep our tenants happy right now because, you know, it's just such an old property and it's hard to get in there and try to get things fixed while the tenants
are
in there.
You called the company and said, y'all got some shit to do.
So essentially, they said that they would erase the $4,000 debt if we moved out by the 31st of July.
Saturday?
Yes. And I said, well, like, ma'am, there's no way we're going to be able to. It wasn't even 9 days, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just like, man, there's no way we're going to be able to move out in 1 week. Like,
listen.
Like, you want to move out in 8 days? Like,
I just feel like they don't want the lawsuits that are coming.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's
they're
what
trying to intimidate you by telling you that you still owe them money.
And oh no, it gets better because after she gave the other one about $2,000, I was like, well, I ain't putting $2,000. I said I ain't paying y'all no money either.
Y'all
ain't paying
nothing.
Nothing. And so she was like, well, if you don't do if we don't hear from you by Monday, you know, we gonna when August 1st rolls around, you know, we're going to go ahead and just proceed with the paperwork. And, you know, then it's going to go on your record. You're not going to be able to rent anywhere.
Oh, yeah. She thought she was fucking with a fool.
I said, man, this is not my first rodeo. I don't have all of this going.
Listen.
Like, you're not finna scare me. Like, first of all, again, on our podcast, we like to be transparent. I've been through the eviction process before, like a couple of times, like. Shit was hard. Shit has been hard post college, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know what the process is like, and it's just like I said, ma'am. I said, I ain't say this, but I was like thinking in my head, but bam, like first of all, it takes time for everything. So first of all, if August 1st rolls around, first of all, the 1st is on a Sunday, so you're not gonna do nothing on the 1st. You gotta wait till Monday, the 2nd, and then you gotta go downtown, and file the paperwork downtown. Then the downtown has to process it, which normally takes like 10 to 15 days. Mm-hmm. And then they got to come and serve. And they, so they got to schedule a court date and file the paperwork. They got to send you the paperwork. Then they got to serve me the paperwork. And by the time all they're going to roll around, it's going to be about the end of August.
This is.
So,
and then, and I'm still going to be here, bitch.
And the court date ain't going to be till probably about early September. And then by that time, we're going to already be moved out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, if you just, and at this point, I'm really just thinking about just like abandoning the apartment, because I'm just like, we finna just move our stuff out. Like, we're not taking the love seat because it's like mold growing on that too. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just like, it's so hot, it's so humid in there. Like, mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's no way for the moisture to escape. Like, we can't turn the damn system on, because it's just going to be blowing hot air. Probably going to make it hotter than it already is.
Oh, yes.
Like, so, it's just like, what do you do? You know, so we're going to pack our shit, we're going to move out. I just got an update. I just got a new job in Charlotte. So we'll be moving there because it is they will be in office instead of virtual. So we'll be moving. So
and that means I have to listen. I was about to say I'm gonna have to grow up real fast, because what y'all don't know is I call Brandon for everything grown up.
Me too.
So I'm supposed to be getting these a few car parts, like brakes and something. And because my colleague is fixing, like changing my brakes and doing something else on my car. And I literally text Brandon. I was like, I don't want to go in here and get taken advantage of. Can you please come with me?
Oh, shit, I forgot. We were supposed to go.
Oh, no. I told you it wasn't a rush.
Oh, well, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, please come with me.
Child, you got to remind me about stuff nowadays, because I be forgetting. Like, if I don't. I literally have to start like putting stuff like in my calendar now to remind me that I'm doing shit. Like,
yes,
that I got something planned. I'd be like, oh, okay. I got an interview this day. Okay, cool. Like, oh, speaking of interviews, like, I had an interview with University of Maryland too, in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And went good with them. They want to do a second interview, but it's an all day interview. So, and that is, it's gonna be like Wednesday, which is like the third day of my training. Yes, so the interview process in higher education typically is your first interview is going to be like a phone interview or like a video interview. They're going to screen you. If they like you, they will invite you to campus. And when they invite you to campus, they typically fly you out. Like, I've been flew out a few times.
Yeah!
This is back in like 2017, 2018 when I was applying to all those schools. I got flew out to Notre Dame. I've been to Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Wow.
I went to Philadelphia.
That's so amazing that like people across the country want you to come in.
Yeah, like that's how good I was. Like I literally done like all these video interviews, and I've been to Reno, Nevada. Like I got flew out from Greensboro. They flew me out of Greensboro. You know how expensive it is to fly out of Greensboro? They flew me out of Greensboro.
To Nevada?
To Reno, Nevada. Oof. Yeah. So I went there. That was pretty cool. I stayed at the hotel. Was a casino. I didn't go to the casino because I don't think I had no money. But
I, too, would have no money.
That's, again, just transparency. Like, plus, I wasn't trying to lose no money. Like,
okay. I mean, you were trying to make money. That's why you were there.
It's high reward, but it's also high risk. Mm-hmm. So it's just like,
I can't do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, look, I just ain't had no money to blow at that.
I think about everything I would do if I won the lottery, and it doesn't motivate me enough to play it.
I'm so weak.
I turned 18 and got my three first lottery tickets, and I lost on all of them. I said, this bitch is a scam.
That's it.
This bitch is a scam. First of all, this is probably my tax money you giving back.
Right.
Only way a single person with no kids can get a tax return is if they win the lottery.
That's it. Because, listen, they're taking everything out in taxes.
Literally everything.
But that's pretty much, that's the bulk of everything. To wrap up, once they fly you out, your second interview is an all-day interview. Like, I've literally been in interviews, like, all day. Like, literally, you go in there, it's from literally from morning to afternoon. Like, you go in there and you just 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, might start with a breakfast, they eat some breakfast, and then you got to go in there and interview. Such, and you know, face to face, and you got to keep like all your energy up all day, like, because you don't know these people, and they, you know, they not, none of the schools I interviewed that were, you know, were us.
Yeah.
So, you know, so yeah, they
you
were.
You know
all,
what? Mm-hmm. Technically, if you said that it was a family emergency, you wouldn't be lying. Because you're trying to build your family up, and this is a very good opportunity.
Well, I'm going to just go ahead and email the HR lady. And every time I interview for a position like this, I always feel like I'm the perfect candidate for this job. But I always just feel like there's just something about me that just doesn't get me the job, and I just don't know what it is. Sometimes I think I'm too black. One time I felt like I was like too friendly with the interview committee, mm-hmm. like just trying to like laugh and joke too much with them. So that's what I think that was like the Wisconsin job. That's probably why. One job I went to, one interview I went on, I had to include like a diversity statement. So when I went in there on the interview, you know, she's trying to get me to say that, you know, I'm black and gay, even though, but I'm just like, it's a job interview. Like, that's none of y'all business. Like,
listen,
she's literally trying to like make me say
you
she's
can
just
see
like,
one
like,
and
oh,
don't
is there
need
anything
another
else you want to say? No, like that's it.
No,
like,
girl.
Is there anything else you like to tell us? No, like no. I think that's it. Like
they said, we're gonna make you a double token.
That's what right. That's what they were trying to do. You
and
don't know why?
And honestly,
I am the double token.
Honestly, I think that might also be what's going on here because I did kind of mention that I founded the organization Proud. Mm-hmm. So I did mention that. So that might be something that they kind of also took into consideration. But at the same time, I didn't need to necessarily mention that to be a perfect candidate for the job because the job is literally the same exact thing I was doing when I was working at A&T. Like literally, as I was describing my experience, you can see like the faces kind of like mm-hmm. light up. Like, oh shit, this bitch know what the fuck you talking about. Yes, I know what the fuck I'm talking about, bitch. Like,
can I do a side note?
I mean that with endearment in the most respectful way possible.
Forgot my side note.
I said that I'm typically I know what I'm talking about because all the faces lit up because
I know what I was talking about. I had two things. One, remind me skills. Two, I just had flashbacks and I just wanna like thank you on the podcast. Being in Proud was the safest I felt in college. It was the safest it was the most accepted I felt. And it literally was like a very positive thing, you know, in my college career that I really appreciate. So thank you for that.
Oh yes, it's no problem. See, you know what? I feel like Proud is not something that I kind of talk about and boast about enough because I literally, I won't say, but mm-hmm. that's pretty much what it was. Like, and I mean that in the most respectful way possible, but I literally built that organization from the ground up. Like, I literally talked to, you know, Dr. B. I talked to Mr. Spates. Like, they're just like, yo, like, people have been talking to us about this. We think you'd be the perfect person to try to start this, to, you know, be the leader to do it. I was like, okay, cool. If it started out as a support group, Dr. B would come. We would meet, like once a week or, like, mm-hmm. once every 2 weeks. She would literally come on her on a Sunday, which is an off day, and would come sit with us for an hour or two. And it's just so people can come and have just a safe place to talk for LGBTQ people yeah. because we didn't have an organization. We didn't have a safe space. We didn't have a resource center or any of that. Like, but that was stuff that we fought and that we advocated for mm-hmm. when we founded that organization. Once you know, we put the flyers out there, we came up with the name, we put the flyers out there, and I was just like, yo, just like, either people gonna show up or they're not. And lo and behold, people showed up. And, you know, the first time it was only like 2 or 3 people, but the next, it just kept like getting more and more. And then, you know, different people started coming. You know, some people would come and, you know, they only come to one meeting and, you know, never come back. Mm-hmm. Okay, that shit happens to student organizations all the fucking time. Right. Like, okay, bye. Like, but I really prided myself on making sure that everybody felt safe. Like, this is a space for us to come in and talk and vent. What are some things y'all would like to see from the school, like from the university? Is there something that we could, you know, so we advocated for a LGBT resource center. Right. You know, we didn't get it in our tenure. However, they do have one now.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's just like, and you know, and people, oftentimes people don't realize like the footwork or the groundwork that happened like before that, like all the programs, all the events, all the meetings. Like I went to gay camp twice, but three times actually. We went three times. Me and James, they let us go three times. Like, one time, Dr. Bugs and them student activities paid for it. One time, new student programs paid for it. And then one time, actually, Dr. Pierce herself actually, for out of the student affairs budget, paid for us to go one time. So it's just like, wow, like we got to go. These are different experiences we got to go. You know, I say gay camp, but it was really a leadership camp. Run this Camp Pride. Mm-hmm. We went out there for a week. It was a lot of different programming. We learned a lot. Very educational. Bonding. Really, that's what I kind of really learned, that I don't really like non-melanated white people, simply because they like to appropriate our culture and act like they try to act like us, even though they aren't us. Like they really try to embody like the black woman, and when we say you shouldn't do that, they get defensive.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, just because like
that's where where the white privilege comes in. Exactly. Because I should have the right to this group's everything.
Absolutely.
And you can't tell me any differently.
Yes. But yeah. Just to kind of wrap that up, like, but it was a lot of groundwork. It was a lot of pushback. It was a lot of, you know, craziness. Like some of the programs we had were controversial. Like. The most controversial program we ever had was homosexuality versus religion.
Like, I remember that.
That was good, because we actually had some people come in who were actually church folks, and they come in, and it did get a little heated at one point. Mm-hmm. But you know, as the moderator, you know, you got to remind people like, hey, let's all just be respectful of everybody, you know, and which I understood, you know, a lot of, you know, my fellow alphabet. People, I call us that. Please don't be offended by that, anybody. I call us that, the alphabet people, like fellow LGBTQ people, right? A lot of people got defensive at some of the things that, you know, the guy was saying, but at the same time, you have to look at it ostensibly, right? Did I use that word right? I don't know. I'm gonna have to look.
Wait a minute. I haven't used that word probably all of my life.
In a very long time. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if that was on my SAT or not. Listen,
I know what the word is. Right. I just don't think I've ever used it in context of anything besides now. No, I ain't even
said it. If you can pull it from a pool of vernacular, I think you're fine.
Right. I do think I use it correctly though. But yeah, you just got to look at the whole picture of it. And I was just like, you know. And don't get me wrong, some of the stuff he said was kind of like, okay, okay, nigga, like,
there's too many of us in here.
Right. But still, at the end of the day, I just really proud of myself on just trying to educate everybody. It was an LGBTQ group, but we were open to everybody coming. Oftentimes had my straight friends come out and support us all the time. Rashad, Tyler, will often come to our Proud meetings. They even there will often be times where I didn't want to go to a meeting, and they would be like, "Yo, you're not going to the meeting?" Like, and I'd be like, "Damn, I guess I gotta go." Like, so, and you know, it was just always, you know, a good time. Most of the time it was good. Even when it wasn't like, even when it was an uncomfortable topic, we were still able to unpack it professionally.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm over here trying to open this box of Lucky Charms.
Just open the Lucky Charms.
Okay, we back. But just to kind of wrap that up, like, sorry, y'all. We went to Crumble.
Oh my God.
If y'all haven't had Crumble cookies,
this is so
you should look them up. Because we got this damn, what they got this week? Peach cobbler, sea salt toffee.
Yeah, the sea salt toffee is magnificent.
They got It's not birthday cake. What is it?
Cake batter.
Cake batter. Sorry.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake, strawberries and cream, which has real fruit strawberries on top.
Real straw. That is a budget. They went to the farm. A budget. You guys.
Fresh.
Y'all, and the cookies are huge. Like, they literally about the size of your hand, almost.
But I eat it like it's a mini Oreo.
To wrap up here, I just want to say that I always pride myself on trying to create a safe space everywhere that I go. Everywhere that I go, whether I'm the manager, whether I'm just the moderator, like, it's always a safe space. I think that's why people oftentimes like to, I don't want to say dump, but people feel comfortable around me just to talk, and mm-hmm. they know that I won't judge them, and I just pride myself on being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. You won't judge them, it's very good.
Yeah, like, because we're all human. Like, we've all done something that we may or may not have been proud of. Right. Like, at the end of the day, we're all human. We all make mistakes. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. At the end of the day, you're going to be somebody's bad story. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not always going to be the good guy. You're going to be the bad guy in somebody's story every time. Sometimes.
I think that helps.
But I'm going to step off my soapbox.
But no, I think that helps you remain humble when you acknowledge your own challenges. And like, just live in that. Not trying to pretend like you're not flawed.
Or they don't come to you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people act like that.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all said that, because let's just roll right into our next topic here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to
transition.
We're gonna transition to On the TL / our main topic. Okay.
Yeah, this is gonna be a combination of those two.
Because let me tell you something. My timeline has been on fire this past.
Thought I had to re-download Twitter on my phone.
Okay. Like. Do you want to introduce the topic?
No, because I'm mad already.
Listen, if you haven't heard, DaBaby was at Rolling Loud. Rolling Loud was in Miami this week. First of all, before I even get into the brat, I'm not the brat, because she is okay. Ooh. DaBaby. The big baby, okay?
Listen.
The little big baby.
Only like, black straight men can get the fuck away with being called DaBaby.
Like,
DA at that.
Oh my like, goodness.
First of all, let's talk about how these people at Rolling Loud saying they have been testing positive for COVID. First of all, it's going to be the first major super spreader event of summer 2021. Y'all should have stayed y'all motherfucking asses at the motherfucking house, bitch. That's what y'all should have done.
If y'all would have stood the fuck up, y'all could have got a virtual concert, but y'all just want to go there. I want to be outside. I understand that outside can be positive for several people's mental health, but bitch, you won't need health when you're dead.
Exactly.
I don't wish death on anyone. Just want to put that. But you know the risk of that.
Somebody on Twitter learned the hard way, honey child.
It's just the risk.
I was reading a story one time. This one dude, it was like last month. It was like June. He was speaking. He was like, "Oh, I don't know why y'all getting the vaccine. You know, it's just it's propaganda." Da 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 da.
I don't believe in it.
I'm believing that was like beginning of June. Like it was like beginning of July. He was like, "I still don't know what y'all talking about." Blah blah blah. A couple days after that, he was like, "He got COVID."
Damn.
And then like a week and a half after that. He tweeted, he was just like, well, just had a not so comfortable conversation with the doctor about what happens if I end up going on a ventilator. He was dead.
Wow.
Yes, honey child. Like, crazy.
Wow.
He died. That shit is wild.
Damn.
And somebody had posted today, was just like a story in four tweets. Like, mm-hmm. And they like him the two tweets of him talking about like not getting the vaccine, then the one about him having a conversation, and then the state senator saying that he passed away.
Wow.
The state senate.
Yeah. That shit was crazy. Yo,
it's
like
terrible.
I'm not a doctor, but I mean, believe what you want. I'm gonna just say believe what you want. If you're gonna get the vaccine. I got mine. Well, even if I didn't, I would have to get it from a new job. So,
oh, because you're going
back wear your in. Mask.
Even if you got it, still wear your mask. Still stay 6 feet away from me, and still wash your hands. And let me tell y'all something: businesses, y'all need to revamp your sanitation processes, because just because bitches got the vaccine on me, y'all need to stop cleaning shit.
Oh my goodness,
that's terrible.
Especially fucking Walmart, because lacking. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Every time in my adult life, every time I got sick, it's always after I've been to Walmart.
Damn.
Every single fucking time, except when I had corona. Except when I got sick right before coronavirus.
It was literally right before coronavirus.
The trash.
And when I got sick, I went to church. And I got sick. I was sick as a dog.
It was my fault. I'm so sorry. I should have not dragged you to church. I shouldn't have drug you to church. There we go.
It's okay. It's okay.
Listen, he was in the healing place.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. And then look.
Hashtag I ain't been to church in years.
I was in a healing place and then I needed to be healed, honey child.
I think it was Dick and Barnett.
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't know.
I ain't been to church in so long. But, I probably couldn't sit through it.
But anyway, back to the nigga. I'm sorry, the baby.
Yeah.
First of all, he's at Rolling Loud talking about people saying that people can die from HIV AIDS in 2 to 3 weeks. Saying that people talking about something if you're not a nigga sucking dick in the parking lot, make some noise. Like,
if that wasn't some Lil Boosie shit.
Speaking of Lil Boosie, and then here go his bitch ass. First of all, I'm trying to figure out how Lil Nas X got dragged into this. Because he ain't had nothing to do with it.
Fucking T.I.
And T.I., stupid ass. And then big Lil Boosie, stupid ass.
Like, you still got Lil in your name, and you're a grown ass fucking man.
Pushing 50 at that.
First of all, both of y'all mad all three of y'all mad that Lil Nas X look better than y'all. And he's more successful than all three of y'all right now as well.
And is.
Facts are facts, America. Monique Hart.
They're mad. They're hating. Because nothing that they can produce right now will reach his level.
Nothing.
They mad that a gay nigga is being successful.
In the genre that they thought only they dominated.
In a genre that they thought was strictly hetero.
No.
How does beat gonna come out here and do all this?
First of all, the shit that gets me every single fucking time is the fact that you talk about these motherfucking niggas being all fucking straight and hard and ain't with that gay shit, and then in every fucking video they got their shirts off with a bunch of other men
sagging.
But
we as gay people know that they're not always straight.
They're not.
First of all,
I don't understand why you're trying to do this in a world with gay people.
Half of them, probably, at least.
Listen.
I don't know. All right, dude.
They're just good actors.
That's all you got.
And then you get a 6 months, a year from now, and it come out.
But it's not just the rappers. It's all black men.
Yes.
It's not just the rappers. Because let me tell y'all something. Straight men, I don't know what beef y'all have with gay people. But y'all need to get the fuck over it, because y'all are literally beefing with y'allself. Y'all look stupid as fuck. Like, nobody like y'all. Black women don't like y'all. Black gay people don't like y'all. Black straight men, what is going on? Y'all are literally the baby is the epitome of what it is like to be a black straight man.
And you see that video?
Y'all literally be so self-destructive. That is not even funny. Like, we don't even have to say nothing. We don't have to go to your job and tell nobody to fire you. We don't have to do none of that, because y'all show y'all true colors every time.
And you plaster it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then y'all be like, do y'all agree? No, bitch, we don't.
I said it before. Hatred is a drug, and they're addicted to it because it makes them feel like they're in control or above something because you're below. And listen, you know, we talk and advocate for all our black brothers and sisters.
And it's not all of y'all.
It becomes this cyclical abuse of black women and those in our community come together to rally behind black men, and then we get called bitches and faggots.
That's one reason why I don't, I'm not somebody who will go online and be like, oh my God, I support all of the wonderful things that black men are doing, because I do not. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to support a person who would not give two fucks about me getting shot in the head?
Nothing. Because they probably would be the one doing it.
I do not support you.
That's real.
I do not support you. And I will not be fake for anybody. I just can't.
I'm literally worn out because it's like, it's so illogical that I have to disassociate myself with it or I'm going to go crazy, because mm-hmm. it literally doesn't make any sense. And if something doesn't make any sense, you can't rationalize it. It's auto-irrational now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't overload, because I can't reach an answer to it, because I don't know what the fuck is wrong with them. I don't know.
But somehow it's always that we have an issue or a chemical imbalance, but we're not flying off the handle acting pussies.
And I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't use the woman part or the name for the woman part to describe them, pussies, because they fucking throw tantrums with the best of them. They fucking throwing tantrums because gay people are finally visible.
Why?
You're throwing a tantrum, but you want to treat us like we're effeminate and we're bitches and can get pushed around and things like that. But you the one throwing fucking tantrums.
First of all, your papa was a Rolling Stone, but he wasn't rolling to no woman house either.
Listen.
Because let me tell you something about all these men out here, especially the ones that be in the church, all these older men that be out here trying to pull all these young boys out. Listen, we not doing that shit this generation. We not doing that shit. We exposing all y'all bitches. Like, don't do it.
So yeah, I just wanted to I had to catch myself.
We had to take a pause.
Listen, the period allowed us to rest. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I remember. I'm not gonna say his name because I just don't want to give him the recognition. But it was at one of our pep rallies, homecoming pep rallies, and. I was in the stands with Livewire, and the host of the pep rally, I'm sure you know exactly who it is, he says, like, if you STD free or something, let me, like, make some noise or something like that, or, you know, saying those things like that, and I don't understand, and I don't understand why people hooting and hollering like that. Like, why is that something that everyone has, that you have to celebrate? And that's the same thing with the baby. You brought something up just to draw attention.
And now you have the attention.
Now you
have your endorsement.
I need that reality to set in for him.
Listen. Let it set right on.
Because like you fucked
you
up.
You just
this time.
Can't be opening your mouth and saying shit like that.
And that's why y'all think y'all are big and bad and shit like that. Those fucking record companies let you crash and burn. You gave them what they needed.
Yeah.
And because you got emboldened and you can't keep your damn mouth shut.
And you don't own none of your masters.
So now you fucked up. And the one thing I need these rappers to know. Gay people keep you living the way you are living.
Let me tell you something. Gay people make your world go around.
Listen,
honey.
And when we decide that we're gonna fucking destroy you, exhibit fucking A.
Well, I didn't support DaBaby before.
Now I gotta delete the one Dua Lipa song that I actually like.
Demi Lovato, they said
you got Elton John giving lectures.
Listen to the original. Elton John came out of his coffin that keeps him young.
Okay. What is really pissing me off the most about this whole entire situation is that people are trying to compare being gay to having HIV. Like, if just because you're gay, you're going to get HIV.
I thought we got over that in the 90s.
And first of all, let's talk about the fact that y'all are saying HIV and AIDS are the same thing. When they're not. They are totally different. Two totally different diseases. There's been a lot of medical advances made for medicine with HIV. They're actually pretty close to a damn cure, actually.
He even fucking said that about people dying 2 or 3 weeks.
People have lived whole entire lives.
Longer than these fucking black men that keep fucking saying this shit. They're living longer than you.
Healthy lives. Listen, like, don't get cold. Type of life.
Living a fucking life, making
healthier than you are.
Yeah. Listen.
Because we go to the doctor.
I am quite unhealthy. I already know it.
We go to the doctor. We get checked. When the last time y'all went and got a test? A STD test. A whole flight.
They don't know what it is.
And you know what? Y'all, I'm going to tell you why y'all don't go. Because y'all are fucking scared. You're scared that you might actually have some shit.
They know their bodies.
And you would much rather not know and continue to spread that shit throughout the community than to go and know your fucking status.
You know,
go to the fucking
You know
doctor.
What I think one of the issues is with that as well is I think it's so, like, sexually open nowadays that a lot of people have a lot of different partners. And so their stupid rationalization is, well, even if I did have something, she won't know it's me.
That is sick.
That is the epitome of fuck nigga.
That is sick.
That's the... Oh, I'll say epitome this time. Because I never know, is it epitome or epitome?
Look. Black men. Stop tearing down other black men just because they gay.
And you know, we don't usually do this, but... It's irritating the fuck out of me now.
Like, at this point, y'all need to be obliterated. Like,
Exodia, listen.
Like, at this point, I wouldn't be mad if Nas X started coming out to shows, started coming to these festivals and shit and beating y'all ass. Just for mentioning his name, for dragging him into this shit for no fucking reason.
I need him to get a gang of gay boys and start whooping these.
Look at this shit. Dr. Boyce Watkins. He is. I don't know if y'all know him, but he's like this black financial analyst who has all this money, all these businesses and shit. Mm-hmm. Look what he said about Lil Nas X. He says # Lil Nas X isn't fighting for gay rights. He's marketing the sexual irresponsibility that's causing young men to die from AIDS.
And I bet you he's trying to fuck young men.
Being gay is one thing, but being a super spreader is another.
Oh my goodness.
There's nothing healthy or helpful about that video, especially for children.
Execution.
And Nas X actually responded. Nas X has had time because he has been mentioned, he has been gathering everybody.
While he makes his coin. While he makes his coin. More coin than them.
Okay, look. Y'all be silent as hell when niggas dedicate their entire music catalog to rapping about sleeping with multiple women. But when I do anything remotely sexual, I'm quote unquote being sexually irresponsible and quote unquote causing more men to die from AIDS. Y'all hate gay people and don't hide it.
This.
And the people like the man that said the tweet, what's his name, Dr. what?
Dr. Boyce.
Get the fuck out of my face, that's what his name is.
tickled.
Coming from the church and someone who's been active in church for almost 25 years, Those men who preach that hate are the same men that will pray on you in the hallway before going into the choir stand. Mm-hmm. Those are the same men that are going to be told, depart from me. Mm-hmm. If they know the Bible. They don't know the Bible. They try to throw the Bible down nowhere.
Right, look.
I wish you would.
Look what this white person said. She said, she listed a bunch of artists, right? Luther Vandross, Freddie Mercury, George Michael, Queen Latifah, Boy George, Tracy Chapman, Elton John, Melissa Etheridge, and many more. She says, all exceptionally talented people who happen to be gay. Lil Nas X is an industry plant created for pure shock value and the low vibrational crowd. Okay, Nas X continues to gather her as well. Listen. Says, many, if not all of these artists had to hide their sexuality for majority of their career. You seem to only respect gay artists when the gay part is tucked away. You don't like me because I embrace my sexuality instead of hiding it and never speaking on it for your comfort.
Listen, fuck them. That was a very professional way to say fuck you.
To continue to make black people uncomfortable.
Listen.
And I don't have a problem with doing that.
It's a shame that we decided that we're no longer going to be teaching white people how to not be racist. But we don't even get to conserve that energy. We now have to direct it to our own family and surroundings.
Because I have to teach you not to be homophobic.
Listen.
And let me tell you something.
It makes absolutely no sense.
You will be gathered.
You are doing the same thing white people are doing.
Listen. And I think that when you talk about like homophobia, I think it's literally just like a malfunction of your own brain connection, because it's like people thinking that if you could get pregnant by kissing. I equate it to that, because literally they think that you can see something gay.
And become gay.
Just like, boop.
Well, if that's the case, why am I not straight? All I saw was straight stuff growing up in the 90s and 2000s. Everybody was straight. But I'm gay as fuck.
Sound like fucking Ralph from The Simpsons. I think I'm gay now. Like, like that. It doesn't make sense. Like, it literally doesn't make sense. But it's a malfunction. Like, they literally cannot get over the fact. Like, the fear. And I'm like,
what is there even to be afraid of?
It's that same narrative, because a lot of them are the same people who were in like their 20s and 30s in the 80s and 90s when you talk about the AIDS pandemic and how they literally propagandized it as a gay disease.
Yeah.
And it terrified them. Like, that was even said to me, like when I was accepting myself and started to come out, and it was like, I don't want you to get sick. Like you said earlier, it's like that automatic connection with the two.
Bullshit.
Like straight people don't get it.
And let's be real. Let's be real. Black men. I say straight black men, but I'm really referring to the ones who have sex with men and women. Uh-huh. The bisexual ones. The ones who are really bisexual who sleep
with. Who make up the majority. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, those be the ones that be the loudest with their homophobia, because they hate that part of themselves. They hate the fact that they like men and that they get pleasure from men. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be real. At the end of the day, we already know that men suck dick better than women. I mean, just like women eat pussy better than men.
I support.
I mean, it's just facts. It's a fact of nature, right?
They're considerate because they've been there. They're empathetic.
Just be yourself. And I also want to take this time to say, black women, y'all are not excluded from this either.
Oh, at all.
Because y'all be on that bullshit too. Like,
and we be the most vocal besides other women when it comes to supporting black women.
Oftentimes what happens is, you'll see women talk about, oh, my boyfriend, oh, you know, I want a man, I need a man, I need a man. Okay, you need a man, but you don't want a man who's ever had sex with another man. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I guess preference, but at the end of the day, I like to use the episode of Insecure as an example here. The one, everything was like in season one, Molly was trying to date this one dude. And he told her, the question was like, what's the craziest thing you've ever done or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he said, he said like one time he had done something with a dude when he was in college. It was one time, mm-hmm. and he realized he did it because he was curious. He wanted to try it, and he realized it wasn't for him. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, and that's what exploring your sexuality is all about. Like,
it's so rigid though. It's like you got to do this and you can't break out from it. I'm like, why? Humans are the only fucking creature on this planet that is so dumb that it oppresses itself by making social rules that are literally detrimental to a large chunk of the population.
Because if gay people weren't here, what would the straights do? They can't do anything for themselves. They're not creative.
Oh, shaking my head doesn't make a noise. I'm sorry. I was at the microphone.
They're not creative. They cannot sing. They're not going to be able to style the girls.
Right, because where are your clothes? Where all your clothes come from?
This.
Where all your clothes come from? Your designs. Who put them Jordans together?
And that makes them an abuser. The fact that they want to just take from us and treat us like shit.
Y'all are not any better than the white people out here gaslighting black people.
Because I don't feel safe around either one of you.
Right.
Either group, I don't feel safe around.
Because literally at any given moment, you can be attacked by either one,
by either group.
For no reason. Just for being who you are. Just for existing.
That's why I just got to keep T.S. Madison whooping their asses in my mind. Because the thing is, and other people have said it, you have nothing else going for you. Yet we have fought for you too. And we ain't got there yet. But you have nothing else going for you. And you literally take that out on the one person society tells you is weaker than you.
Yeah.
When you don't realize that makes you the most insecure, weakest one in the whole situation.
The lowest. On the totem pole.
And you keep doing it.
And they are laughing at you.
They're laughing at you. And then the same fools that follow you are the only ones that's keeping you thinking that, you know, it's right. I'm cackling. I'm so weak. But yeah, it's unfortunate.
Girl, we know we'll be in here drunk.
Listen. But the last thing I kind of want to say is that I think I'm going to get over this point where I'm just not feeling straight men, especially straight black men. I'm going to get over it because I still want what's best for my people. But it might take a while this time.
They have to do better.
You got to do better. We're literally not doing anything but trying to live our lives just like you're trying to live yours. We're literally not doing anything, and somehow we become the trump card for the fucking, or the scapegoat, better yet, for the fucking things that are going on in our community.
Listen, you would think that straight men would want to at least be friends with gay men, with a gay man, so they can at least tell you how to get the women.
Because they're not talking to you. They're talking to us about
because they tell you. Okay, that's it. And then y'all look at us and be like, oh, you can be gay as long as you don't hit on me. First of all, don't nobody want your dusty ass anyway. Like,
listen. And even if I thought you were attractive before, by you saying that just took you down to a zero, sir.
Right, because now I'm going to hurt your ego. You're not even that cute anyway.
Like, listen, I'm going to hurt it.
The fact that straight men automatically feel like a gay man is attracted to them because they are straight is absolutely asinine. And I'm pretty sure that 90% of the black straight male population does not know what the word asinine means.
It's like straight privilege, like white privilege, but straight.
Oh,
privilege.
I said it. You got white privilege, you got pretty privilege, and you got straight privilege. And straight privilege is the least talked about.
Yeah.
Because it's not just straight white men. Now, straight white men kind of ruin the whole planet. But it's a mimicking the master type of situation. You're mimicking what you see them because you look at them as the epitome of success in the world. And it's like you're trying to mimic that because you think you're trying to get a quick fix to feeling like you're on top. And so you whooping your kid's ass. The kid that you helped make, the kid that has half of your chromosomes, you're beating his ass and kicking him out of the house because he's gay. And you're saying he is what's destroying
the black community.
You beat up a child,
but the child and
took the child's basic needs away for something that they don't even fully understand yet. Because learning yourself and what your idea of learning and being black and being gay is, it's your path. But those kids don't even get started before you've cast them away. And if the people that they think are like definitely supposed to be the ones that have their back, those people turn on you, you ain't gonna trust nobody else.
Ever. I won't say ever. It's gonna be very hard to learn how to do that trust.
Right. Because my so-and-so stopped talking to me. My so-and-so won't help me. My so-and-so won't help me. So if they won't help me, Ain't nobody else gonna help me.
And I hate that is the case a lot of the times.
I that's one of the reasons why I really want to open the border school.
Yeah.
Because I really want to be able to.
I was already thinking, like, we're gonna have a transgender floor.
Yep. If it's three floors, you gotta have three floors of just to. A straight floor, a gay floor, and a trans floor. Like, fuck it.
We'll give the cis heads some space in the building.
I just don't understand. And I also don't understand how people are saying that it is not the same thing as racism. And I'm just like,
because they don't acknowledge straight privilege. They don't acknowledge that there's a benefit to you at least being heterosexual presenting. Like, they don't cishet heterosexual presenting. But it's like they don't want to acknowledge that piece.
It's just amazing to me that y'all literally be so dumb that y'all really want to rely on the same shit that's not working.
Mm-hmm.
For yourself, you want, and don't get me wrong, like, I understand everybody out here trying to build business, trying to do other stuff, but at the end of the day, like, y'all, we gotta do something different. Like, y'all, you know, people like Dr. Boyce Watkins was to get out here and be like, oh, you know, you can get out here and learn the system and, you know, and do it for yourself. And so you want me to get out here and exploit other poor people?
That's what they do.
For me to make money?
That's what he's doing. If you, like, I understand, like, you put in your work and time, but if you was really trying to out here help people, you would give it away. Because you know there's enough for everyone, literally. Because a redistribution of wealth.
Enough.
Yeah, there's
for
enough.
For everybody.
It's, if you could pass a $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill. They ain't passed it yet, but they're getting there. But if you can pass over $1 trillion, that is 12 zeros.
There is no reason why people should be struggling.
Literally everything can be funded. Literally, the American people literally pay enough in taxes to fund every single type of program that we need.
Listen.
But instead of funneling the money back into the people, into the communities, to make it a better place,
they
funnel that shit into the fucking military, into the damn police. For what? What, they ain't even doing nothing.
They can make money off of it, selling weapons. Yeah. You know, war is a business. That's why I ain't never gonna be no damn peace. But literally, the richest, the top five richest people can create like phenomenal change across the planet, but instead they trying to figure out how to get off the planet that they have stripped of everything.
I really, honestly, truly want to know what they gonna do with the money when they not on planet Earth. What you gonna do with it?
I would hate.
Where are you going?
I would hate to go with humanity to another planet just for them to do the same shit that put us into a bad. That's why I said just leave me here.
Can we just?
Because I'm afraid.
The white people. Yeah. White people always talk about black people going back to Africa, going back to where we came from. First of all, you gave me a ride over here, so give me a ride back.
First of all, your colonialism ass brought homophobia to the continent.
Well, right. girl, if you don't want us to live on the land that we built, that y'all stole from us anyway.
Listen.
How about y'all just leave? How about y'all all just hop on the spaceship and just go, shoot yourself in outer space and go find another place?
Please. Without you, the world will heal itself and it will let some of us stay here.
Without y'all, black people, we'd be able to run this shit by ourselves. Not Dr. Boyce Watkins. He can crawl in a hole and die somewhere. Like,
not I don't care. Like, redacted.
Fuck him.
It's
like, the crazy thing
it's
is
the
like,
I was imagery of him crawling into a hole and not coming out. I'd be like, damn, that nigga really didn't
come
out.
Girl, now I gotta go unsubscribe from like the Black Business School and all the other shit. Like, I just ain't got time for like. I gotta stop. At this point, I really got to stand on what I stand for, and I got to stop supporting people who don't support me.
It's so stressful, though.
Simply because of who I am.
It's so stressful because it's like you're literally playing the gamble every single time you choose to trust or, you know, like listen to a fucking black person that's cishet. Straight presenting.
And that
like,
sucks.
You never know until they finally reveal themselves. You never know that the whole time they weren't here to help you. What do you say? You were never rooting for me anyway.
Yeah.
You literally weren't. You take my money, but I guarantee you put in less effort. You were less passionate about it because of me being gay. Money don't give a fuck if you gay.
Obviously
first of all, money is a tool. Like,
secondly,
that was invented by us.
Gays bring the money, okay? We bring the coin wherever we go.
And guess what? We get our coin behind the scenes and do what? Live our gay. We go home. We big ass backyards just to pop bigger frolics.
Listen.
It's what we do.
And we love it.
Lavish homes.
And you're mad.
You mad.
Because that fuck nigga dick ungay you too many kids, so you can't go nowhere and relax.
Talking about the black gay man is going
no
is
shade
gonna
to women.
The black family.
No shade to women who have several children.
Because I know a couple.
I'm throwing shade at homophobic women who are in a very tough situation because you let this straight nigga who you thought was all strong and masculine put you in this position. But then you got the nerve to come at me. When, bitch, I've been... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a bitch. When I've been rooting for you...
No, that can be a bitch.
But, you know, like, I've been rooting for you this whole time.
I have not.
And you turn your back on me.
That sucks.
Or you talk about building up the black community because that's more politically correct than saying building up only the straight people that can breed and have more of us. Do you think raising our population is really going to do something?
Not if it's raised by y'all.
You're literally producing them.
What makes you think a gay man can't have a kid?
Listen, because several of them do.
Beautiful families.
Listen.
Nice gowns. Families.
Okay.
Coin.
Wonderful gowns. Beautiful gowns.
Coin.
He doesn't have to worry about anything.
Nothing.
Fed.
And they're fine that their dad is gay.
Clothed. Right.
But you don't even know what your kid's gonna wear to school tomorrow.
Dun, dun, dun. And it might sound shady. I don't really give a fuck about that. But it might sound shady, but it's literally the fact that once again, here we are. This is the tough love version, but here we are still trying to explain to you why we need to come together. We literally don't stop trying to help your ass, no matter how much you hate us. Why? Because we are the only logical ones that understand that regardless, straight or gay, the white supremacy is coming for all of us.
Do you see that people are have actually resulted to apparently we're not educating these niggas no more. We're just leaving them where they are.
I support.
Yes,
because you know,
I've seen a lot of that regarding the baby.
Without educating them, without being there to get them out of shit, they will literally destroy themselves.
And I am going to watch and laugh.
Like, instead of everyone being able to just be straight or gay, you have these set of things that you have to prove that you're a straight masculine man. Like, all of this shit is literally created and it provides no service.
At all.
It does nothing.
Now, if you're a straight male and you've made it this far without being too offended, and you realize that if you've made it this far, what you don't know is you're a gay ally. And
which is fine,
which is perfect, which is okay. We support you. We're talking shit about people like you, but not necessarily you, right? So if you made this far, your ally
won't. And logical people can figure that out.
Some things you can do to help is the same thing we say, that same ways we can do to help white people understand black issues. Talk to your friends, like that's what we talk to them. You don't gotta correct them in public. You can correct them in private if that's what you want to do. Like, mm-hmm. like, but at the end of the day, like, if you see one of your homeboys say some fuck shit or some stupid shit or some uneducated shit, check them.
That nigga, that was really dumb.
That was really fucking stupid.
And it does not make you less of a straight man. My uncle is a prime example of that. He has corrected multiple friends of his in front of me because he will not allow anybody to just disrespect his family in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be more black men like my uncle. It took him time. It's gonna take everybody time. If my dad can be okay with us, me and you.
But it requires effort.
Right.
Right.
Intentional effort.
Right. Right. You have to be willing to understand or try to at least open your mind. Like, just because you're straight doesn't mean that that is the only way that people have to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think because in our community specifically, we literally, like I said, mimic the master. And we literally chose to... Well, a lot of straight men, but, you know, we literally chose to wipe each other out before we ever feel disrespected. Or we never see the fact that there's room for everyone. Like, you can't, it's like if someone's doing something great, you have to outdo them. There's literally no need. Just be great in you. Like, just be great in you and let that person be great in them. Because clearly we need both of those greatness.
Right.
But now your greatness has been tainted with envy and now you somewhere being sad, mad, and want to take it out on us, the gays. Because no matter what it is.
Everyone is talking about equality, but they do not know the real definition of the word.
Listen. It literally does not make any sense. Listen, I know we got to wrap it up. But it literally does not make any sense. And that's what aggravates me the most, because I can't understand how anyone who has a brain could how can you not figure this out? Like, how can you not see it? So that lets me know that you are actively choosing to be a dickhead. You are actively choosing to say shit that you know is going to offend people because you need to feel better about yourself. That's a fucking bully. And you know what we used to do to bullies? We felt sorry for them because something was going on in their lives that they were unhappy with.
Right.
So that's what I look at a lot of you straight men now with your homophobic comments. I look at you right now as I'm so sorry that you are so sad in your fucking existence that you have to pass judgment on mine. I'm so sorry that you don't have enough going on in your fucking life to make you feel purposeful in this world. So you take it out on me and try to make me feel like I don't belong here.
Sorry, the only job you have to do is fuck a woman and get her pregnant.
Listen to the fucking advice.
And work 80 hours a week.
Listen to the fucking advice of people who don't fucking think with their dicks. Listen to fucking advice and you gotta change, my nigga.
Period. At the end of the day, we are more alike than y'all think. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we niggas too. We just fuck other niggas.
Right. Like, that's what I say.
Like, so I really don't, I really just literally never really understand why there's so much hate. Because at the end of the day, y'all really shouldn't be mad at us anyway, because that's more women for y'all to fuck.
Listen, we don't
want them. And leave and not take care of the kids. Like,
we don't want them.
All of that.
You created, straight black men created DL.
Or my personal favorite, pick and choose which kids you actually gonna take care of.
Listen. Because you have more than seven.
Listen.
Like, y'all is not Nick Cannon. Like, Nick Cannon got money. He can take care of all his kids. Listen, y'all don't got millions of dollars.
I'm trying to figure out, is he trying to form a Justice League or something?
Dude. I want to be the person at the front desk.
Listen. I want to be the brother of that baby.
Okay.
Because if you're going to take care of my mom and this baby, I'm going to benefit.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen.
Period.
Because he ain't gonna stop. I might as well benefit too.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why they think that.
How many kids does he have?
I think it is seven now.
Then that means two or three of them are automatically gay. Good luck. I hope he's preparing his podcast or some shit for talking about when he found out his children were gay.
I just hope all the homophobic straight men have a gay child so they can learn some fucking compassion. And I hope that's what happens. And I hope you're not one of those. And I hope you're not one of those dickhead parents who disown their kids or put them out or try to beat them or any other bullshit. Because if I find out, I'm coming for you. We coming to your house.
Yes. I wish some of these straight men would get their ass beat for being straight.
Right.
And then when they realize that no matter how many times they got their ass beat, they still wanted vagina, they would understand. You can't beat it out of us. And because you have to use your hands, that means you don't know how to use your brain. Because punching is basically a reflex these days.
It's not even a reflex these days because these bitches don't know how to fight.
Because
you can't beat a gay nigga ass. So all you can do is talk
shit.
I don't think
I've ever gotten into a real fight, but I got a lot of displaced. And I already know where I'm about to aim. And when I hit that spot, the rest of it is a chain reaction. I'm on that ass.
It's a done deal.
That's why I separate myself from situations.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know how far back I'm going to go in my anger.
Cause it can be dug up.
Listen, okay, it's the fucking day of the dead. My spirits be like, bitch, this is sixth grade Brandon. When niggas was motherfucking spreading rumors about him down the lunch table, child, this is fucking 18-year-old Brandon when he finally got the fuck away from home and could just be gay, and still was so scared. That I said I was bisexual first. So sorry to bisexual people. I understand how using that as a scapegoat is very detrimental to your own existence. I'm sorry. But, like, I was still scared. Like, when I got there, I didn't know. I was like, I don't know how they're going to react to, you know, me being gay. And then I realized that it doesn't fucking matter what they think.
It does not.
Cause
they're all gonna die one day.
And some of them gonna die without ever getting their prostate stimulated.
Exactly.
Y'all missing out.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a gift. And maybe the Lord was trying to humble you, which is why he put straight and gay men's prostate in the same place. And gave you access to it through what?
Your booty hole.
Okay.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
She said, not a hole, Keisha, a valve.
Okay.
I'm screaming.
This prison was a trip. I showed my kids that episode. We talked about the digestive system. And when it got to that part, because he, of course, didn't say booty hole. But when she got to that part, I chuckled inside. Because all I could think of is sitting outside was, girl, that's a booty hole. Right.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
So, yes, as E said, this was a good conversation. As we kind of wrap things up, Will, thank you for being on and putting in the input.
You're welcome. Thank
we
you
appreciate
for having
you.
Me.
Yes, we're going to have Will again because Will was giving us some things.
Yes, we can definitely have Will back as often as we like because he lives with me.
Listen, praise him. Will, if you want them to follow you, you can give out your social media.
You can follow me on Instagram at @OfficialWillFarish. And also at @IamWill_X. Yes, I have two Instagrams because I am a bad bitch.
Listen, Will, the reason why I remembered because Will's her face. And if you just need a profile, whether you know him or not, of somebody who just serves face, please follow.
On both of them.
Every time.
Every time. Effortlessly. Because it's like, okay, here's a camera, smile, and it's there.
Every single time.
Every single time. I support.
Shout out to my baby for being my photographer.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're so cute.
I just be understanding this.
Gay shit.
Yes, in one of those little turntable buttons.
But yeah, so thanks again, Will. E, you have any final...
At the end of the day, we all really just need to stop talking shit about each other and just kind of come together. Like, that's the only way we're going to get over this shit and get over this hump is if we actually come together and do some shit. Like, y'all got to stop hating us for being who we are. Like, we hate y'all because y'all hate us. Like, it's, and at the same time, it's not that we necessarily hate y'all, it's just that y'all just be dumb as fuck. Like, y'all just do stupid shit. And y'all like big ass fucking kids, and we don't got time. Like, and at this point, we don't got time. Like, we about to start beating ass. We about to start just leaving you with your fuckboy ass. Where the fuck you at? Like, fuck you. Like, it is what it is. We blocking bitches. We deleting them out of our friends list. Like, if you got me as a friend right now, and you say some bullshit, and in a couple weeks you see that you need to re-add me as a friend, don't
don't do it.
It will sit there for 4 years. I've seen it happen. Listen,
literally.
I did that. Yes, I did. I blocked you. Yes, I did.
I sure did. And me, I'm not going to block you. I'm going to hit you with the block, unblock combo so you know that I unfriended you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you can still re-add me, but I just won't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess, luckily, I basically said everything I'm going to say, so we can cut it now because I... not going to give any wrap up, really. E, since you do it so well, would you remind everyone about our social media?
To be continued PC. That's on Twitter and Instagram. TOBE continued PC. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, all that. To be continued podcast if you search on Facebook or YouTube. But again, the handle on Twitter and Instagram is TOBE continued PC.
All right. And with that, we're wrapping up another episode, so this conversation is
to be continued.
Peace.